Welcome to Agriculture In Depth, presented by Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre and by Kimball Livestock Exchange. I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. My guest is South Dakota Farm Service Agency Executive Director Steve Dick. We'll hear from him after this.
Safety in your cattle operation is imperative to not only you, but your cattle as well. From front to back, from tube to chute, AeroQuip cattle chutes go through extensive testing to ensure reliability and safety. With an extremely user-friendly design, you're in for a smooth operation every time. AeroQuip cattle chutes are the safe equipment you can trust every step of the way. That's one benefit, but not all. For more information, see Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre, South Dakota.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has authorized the release of emergency haying and grazing of Conservation Reserve Program acres nationwide, including CRP acres in South Dakota. State Farm Service Agency Executive Director Steve Dick says the release was done to try to help livestock producers affected by wildfires in Nebraska, Oklahoma, and Texas.
You know, our neighbors to the south, you know, as close as the central part of Nebraska, got hit with a lot of wildfires in Nebraska. I think there's three counties that were just devastated by it. But then really when you get down into Oklahoma and the Texas panhandle, where there is, you know, some reports there's well over 1 million acres that have burned, you know, where producers have lost some grazing with pasture land. You know, obviously their season starts a lot earlier down there than ours does up here. So what the USDA Farm Service Agency did is they opened up some CRP acres for emergency haying and grazing. Now, obviously, the catch to that is it has to be outside of the primary nesting season in South Dakota, which runs May 1st through August 1st. So I don't know if we're going to have a whole lot of impact that we can help with that. However, if there are, you know, some folks in Nebraska that are probably looking to move some pears here, maybe for a month, you know, South Dakota producers would be eligible to take those for grazing, you know, for them before the nesting season started. They can graze during the primary nesting season. However, it'd be a half reduction in the stocking rate with that. So, you know, certainly there might be some opportunities to help with the folks down there. You know, we'd like to think that once we get into the growing season that, you know, their grasses are going to come back down there. They certainly will, you know, if they get the rains, they'll have the hay forage down there. But really, it's going into this grazing season where they're going to be shorthanded down in parts of Nebraska and into Oklahoma and Texas.
So we most likely won't see any cutting or haying now in South Dakota. Probably more of a pasture relocation situation.
There could be some of that. I mean, so folks could, you know, down in those areas, they could get some cattle brought up here where folks with CRP acres could graze them. They could graze them up until the primary nesting season starts on May 1st. They could graze them during the primary nesting season. However, it'd be a 50% reduction in the stocking rate, just so it wouldn't be overrun with livestock grazing during the nesting season. So I don't think we'll see a lot, but we want to make sure that, you know, that we are our friends, you know, our fellow producers down in Nebraska and Oklahoma and Texas are aware that that option is out there for them if they do so choose that. We might see something with some great haying later on in the season. I think a lot depends on what the weather looks like between here and Texas, you know, as far as the rainfall, because obviously if they get the rains, they're going to have some good grasses down there with some of that old stuff burnt off. But I can't imagine what those producers have gone through, you know, losing livestock, losing grazing, losing, you know, sheds, barns, fences, homes in some cases. So certainly our heart goes out to those folks.
Cattlemen, when you're looking to buy and sell cattle, look no further than Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball, South Dakota. At Kimball Livestock Exchange, you'll find cattlemen working for cattlemen with a sale every Tuesday. If you can't make it to the barn, you can watch the sale live on Cattle USA. Visit KimballLivestockExchange.com to view upcoming sale information. For more sale information or to consign, call the barn at 605-778-6211, Chad at 605-870-0697, or Wade at 605-730-1801.
And if a producer wants more information, I'm guessing the easiest way to find out is just to reach out to their local FSA office?
Without a doubt. We would have folks contact your local FSA office. They'll have the information with them. They have the forms to fill out if you want to offer up your CRP acres for grazing. And like I said, for the emergency hay, we probably wouldn't see any of that until we get it well into August.
With Agriculture In Depth, brought to you by Kimball Livestock Exchange and by Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre, I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra.